Take a moment to imagine what it would be like to finish projects on time, keep track of to-dos without waking at 3 a.m., stressing over everything that's on your plate, quickly find stuff that you misplace, manage time like a pro, stay on task no matter how many distractions rush into your head, and enjoy many moments of total relaxation. Now, I don't know about you, but I'd call someone who can do this a productive thinker. It's the person who seems to have everything under control despite the frenzy of modern life and who doesn't let anything get in the way of keeping priorities in check and accomplishing what matters. It's someone who rarely seems to be overwhelmed yet manages to complete an enormous number of projects. And it's the individual who uses his or her brain to its highest, most efficient capacity. The average worker today wastes about 3 hours per 8-hour workday, not including lunch and scheduled break time. Not surprisingly, the internet interferes the most with our ability to stay focused, followed by coworkers, socializing, and just plain old spacing out. Although humans have always weathered hardships and taken on enormous numbers of responsibilities through the ages, I think it's fair to say that today's high-tech world presents unique challenges to our brains, which just haven't had the luxury of time to evolve to meet them. The amount of information that we try to process is astronomical, and this is a recent phenomenon. Just consider the difference between how much information you dealt with daily before you had email and a cell phone, and the volume you shoulder now. Add to that the number of technologies at our fingertips, and it's easy to see why many of us are lacking in focused attention. And while it's nice to think that we can create better habits around limiting those constant distractions, let's face it, it's a hard thing to do. I have a friend who keeps a large water bottle on her desk as a reminder to herself about how much energy she has left to get through her day. She sees the bottle as a symbol of a limited supply, and as she drinks the water throughout the day, it's emblematic of used brain power. She can't get through half of it before noon, or she'll run out of gas before the day is over. She has to allocate her resources wisely to deal with all that's on her plate and save room for unexpected responsibilities too. Granted, the water bottle is more or less an analogy, because my friend will drink to her heart's desire if she's thirsty. But when she explained to me how she allocates her energy throughout the day with the help of her trusty water bottle on display as an example, it made perfect sense to me. Her brain can easily handle the 34 gigabytes of daily data. If you're like most people, the idea of being a productive thinker is an enticing one. We all wish for this capability, yet feel increasingly challenged by the realities of modern life. I don't know anyone who doesn't feel overwhelmed by information, stressed to the max, and physically and emotionally exhausted at least once during a normal week. But what if you could cultivate the habits of a productive thinker easily and quickly, and dramatically lower your chances of feeling buried by your responsibilities? Is this possible? I'm going to prove to you in this chapter that this is indeed achievable, setting the groundwork for what's to come in your journey to becoming the smartest, sharpest brain in the room.